Thank you, Wanda. A brush fire in the Everglades is still burning through nearly 20,000 acres. The smoke from the fire blanketed parts of South Florida yesterday, cutting visibility to about a mile and shutting down a major highway. Scott Petrick is a spokesperson for the Florida Forest Service. He says rangers are heading out this morning to assess the conditions of the fire and put together a plan.
We're going to make sure that it stays within its contained area, because that's our biggest concern. If it gets out, that it can keep running and not be able to be put out until there's significant rainfall.
A thunderstorm near the brush fire yesterday did not produce enough rain to put the fire out. The storm's wind instead pushed the flames east. There have been no reports of the fire threatening highways or residential areas, however. And during smoky fires, officials often urge people with respiratory conditions like asthma or emphysema to stay home. But some of South Florida's other inhabitants, birds, tend to leave home. And that could be a big problem. WLRN intern Carla Javier explains.
For the Everglades, the transition from the dry season to the wet season means more fires.
And a lot of the vegetation that's native here would be basically taken over by some of the larger trees and plants if there weren't these fires.
That's Julie Hill Gabriel. She is the director of Everglades Policy for Audubon, Florida.
So in one sense, fire is a good thing for the Everglades and for the wildlife habitat, that it actually helps keep the habitat in check.
While historically fires have helped regulate vegetation, the smoke from the fire can prove detrimental to birds.
When they do start to see smoke come through, you know, just as it is for people, it's a warning signal that maybe they shouldn't stay.
And that could lead to problems, because now is a great time for birds to catch fish. But if the birds leave to escape the smoke, they will miss out on the fish. And there's not much humans can do to make sure the birds stay home. Eddie Ballister is a lieutenant with the Miami-Dade Fire Rescue. He says the smoke is out of firefighters' control.
If the winds are blowing in a certain direction, that can be favorable for all of us, or it could potentially be harmful.
That's for humans and for the birds. I'm Carla Javier in Miami.
In other news this morning, a half dozen Cuban ballet dancers have taken a huge leap toward freedom. The dancers with the Cuban National Ballet arrived in Miami after defecting while on tour. Cuban Classical Ballet of Miami director Pedro Pablo Peña says the dancers arrived from Puerto Rico over the weekend. Despite the Cuban National Ballet's prestige, dancers routinely defect while on international tour. The first dancers defected in 1966 in Paris, citing political reasons. More recently, however, dancers say they've also left for artistic and economic reasons. Cuban ballet dancers earn on average no more than $30 a month. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.